Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. If you know your party's extension.
Stay close to me.
Para español, oprima uno. Are you calling about your auto policy?
No.
Which of these can I help you with today? Press 1 for roadside assistance, 2 for claims, 3 if you are a Mercury. Let me get some more information from you about any claims related to the accident. Please say existing claim or file a new claim.
File a new claim.
Sorry, I didn't get that. To discuss an existing claim, say existing claim or press 1. To file a new claim, say file a new claim or press 2. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. My name is Miriam. How may I help you?
Yeah, I need a tow for my car. I just got in an accident.
Okay, have you called and made the claim yet, or this is your first call to Mercury?
I called earlier, and then they sent me to you. Yeah. She took my information, and then she sent me over here.
Okay, what is your policy number?
My policy number is... One second, hold on. I just had it. Hold on a second. One second, I'm sorry.
You're fine, no worries.
I can't actually find my policy number on here. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's not on your... It would be on your insurance card. If you can't find it, I can try looking you up. What state are you calling from?
California.
Okay, and this accident happened right now? What time more or less did it happen at?
It happened just a minute ago.
Okay, do you know what time it was? We're in different time zones, I believe, so we need to know what time it was when it happened in your area.
I would say 6 o'clock then. Oh, I have my policy number. Here it is.
Okay.
0401-03-1102-39866.
Okay. And your name, please?
Brett Ryan.
Okay. So I'm going to just have to get the claim started with you, and then, of course, if it offers me anything about a tow, I will go ahead and offer it to you. I do just need to ask certain questions, though, before I can even process the claim.
You did enough already. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. No worries. And can you just verify your address for me, please?
8556 Encinitas Way.
Okay. In San Diego?
San Diego, California, yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and get the claim filed. You're going to be the main contact for this claim?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is a good phone number where we can go ahead and contact you back at regarding the claim?
619-305-7992.
This is your cell phone?
Stay right there. Yeah, that's my cell phone.
And do we have permission to text you at that number?
Yes, you do.
Perfect. Okay, any additional number, just in case we can't get a hold of you there?
619-512-6900.
Okay, is that a home line or a work number?
That's my wife's line.
Okay, what is her name?
Irene.
Irene, okay. Same last name? Irene Ryan?
I know my number. D189-7068. Sorry. Is there a letter on the pen? Yeah, this is insurance. Oh, sorry. D189? I have it somewhere. I don't know where I lost. Flew somewhere, probably. D189, sorry. 7068.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No worries.
I'll find it right now. Sorry, guys. And what did you need? I'm sorry.
You said it was your wife's phone number, right? Her name is Irene?
Yeah, that's my wife's phone number, Irene.
Okay, Irene, last name Ryan?
Ryan, yeah, Ryan.
Okay, all right. So I'll make her an alternate contact, and then do you have a good email address as well where we can send you information to?
Yeah, it's Brett Duval. Two T's.
I'm sorry, you said Brett Duval, two T?
Brett Duval, 222@gmail.com.
222@gmail, okay. All right, and what is it that happened, or how did this incident take place?
I just got hit on the side of on the car coming in.
Coming in to where?
I was coming in an intersection, and I crossed by. So.
Okay, you were just going straight through an intersection?
Yeah, and then I got hit on the. I was making a left, and they were coming in. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, so you were making a left-hand turn at that intersection, and they were going straight when they hit you?
Yeah, when they hit me, yes. And I had a green light.
Okay, so you were making the left-hand turn at that intersection when the other vehicle that was going straight hit your vehicle. So it was just two of you guys?
Yeah.
No additional vehicles were involved?
No, it was just us and the other car.
Okay, and what intersection did this happen at?
Imperial and the 805 South.
Imperial Avenue and the 805 South. Okay. And that's considered San Diego still. Okay.
Yeah. Hold on, guys.
Okay. And what vehicle are you driving in?
My car, the Kia. Yeah.
Kia. Okay. Any injuries on your part?
No, we were fine. Yeah. Everybody's
awesome.
Fine.
Awesome. Okay.
Me and my son are okay.
Okay. Yeah. What is your son's name?
Austin.
Ryan as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was just you and your son in the vehicle, or was there anybody else with you guys?
No, ma'am. Just us two.
Okay. Okay. Well, awesome. Got to hear that you guys are both okay. Was your son in any car seat or booster seat, or do you have any of those safety seats inside your vehicle?
No, it's just in the... Yeah, no. He was just in the front.
Okay. All right. And what type of damage did your vehicle sustain?
Front pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty messed up in the front. So, right side, or no, left side, left passenger side is all the way mashed in pretty good.
On the right passenger side, the front end of the vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I said left because I'm looking at it from the front. I'm sorry. Yeah, right passenger side. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And did any of the airbags inside of your vehicle deploy?
Yeah, mine did.
Yours did, okay. All right, and you said you're so near the scene, you haven't moved the vehicle anywhere?
Excuse me, sorry.
You haven't moved the vehicle, you're so near the scene?
Yeah, I'm still near the scene, yes.
Okay, all right, and these are just more standard questions, but did you use the vehicle, or were you using the vehicle to deliver any type of products or passengers for apps like Uber, DoorDash, Amazon, or anything similar?
Oh, no, just going to baseball practice, yeah.
Okay. No work purposes either then, employment reasons?
No.
Okay. All right. So, just to kind of speed up the process, I'm gonna skip over all of the other person's information. So make sure you just gather their insurance, their driver's license, and then of course the registration for their vehicle and their phone number, and we'll just get all of that later.
Yeah, I got that from the police officer. Yeah, so.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll get it from you later. That way it doesn't take up more time here on this process here.
Okay.
So the police did make a report. What is the report number?
I don't have that. I don't think yet, but I think he's gonna send it to me. He had said so.
Okay, and it was
Yeah,
a San
he
Diego
just wrote
PD
it
or was
down.
it CHP?
I sent it to PD, it looked like. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. Any witness that gave you their name and phone number?
No, just I kind of tried to pull off as best I could off the side of the road so I could get out of the way for the cops and the firefighters. So, no, nobody really witnessed it, I don't think.
Okay, yeah, no problem. All right. Okay, so it's not asking me anything regarding a tow. So the best thing to do at this point would be to—I mean, if you need a tow, then of course you can always pay for it out of pocket and hold on to any receipts, and then you can give that to your adjuster so they can go over your coverage with you and see if they can reimburse that amount that you paid back to you.
Okay, yeah, I thought I had towing on my insurance, but
Yeah,
no.
it doesn't let me know. Can't see your coverage. It just didn't offer me anything. So I mean, it could be a different. I mean, it could be that maybe you don't have it, or maybe you do, and it's just not offering it to me. So at this point, the only thing we can suggest would be for you to pay for it out of pocket and just hold on to your receipt. And of course, if it can be reimbursed back to you, then your adjuster will go over that process with you.
All right.
Yeah,
Okay.
but that's all it's asking me for. Again, just hold on to any of the other parties' information that you may have. If you have pictures of the incident, you can hold on to that as well, and you should be able to send it to us once you receive a link that I'm going to send to your text message.
Okay.
All right, and then the adjuster, of course, will
Okay.
contact you tomorrow to go over all of the next steps on this process with you.
All right, perfect. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for calling, Mercury. Again, I'm glad you and your son are okay, and if anything changes, just keep us updated.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.